You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the over-the-hill gaming podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's December 11th, 2025, and welcome to episode 161 of Midlife Side Quest, the over-the-hill video game podcast. I'm your host, John Wall, and every Thursday morning, I bring you 15 minutes of video game impressions, the latest industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek. Thank you very much for tuning into the program today. It is a cold and snowy day here in the Twin Cities. Had to break out the snowplow for the first time this season. That's always a good time. On this week's show, I'm going to be talking about the game Baby Steps. You don't want to miss that one. But we're going to start the day by checking out some of the headlines from this past week. And the future of gaming franchises like Mortal Kombat, Lego, and Hogwarts Legacy is more uncertain than ever this week after the announcement that Netflix was intending to acquire Warner Brothers and all of its divisions, including HBO and their video game studios. Now, when the news first broke, it was unclear what their intention was for the games division, but a new quote from Netflix president Gregory Peters makes it seem like they really haven't given it all that much thought. As reported by GamesIndustry.biz, Peter said in a recent interview, quote, "While they definitely have been doing some great work in the game space, we actually didn't attribute any value to that from the get-go because they're relatively minor compared to the grand scheme of things." End quote. Yikes. That does not sound like somebody who is enthusiastic about their new game studios. Because honestly, if you look at a game like Hogwarts Legacy, which was the top-selling video game of 2023, and it generated over $1 billion in revenue, and you think of that as being pretty minor, I'm not very optimistic about what they think of the rest of their catalog. And then add to that the extra complication of Paramount head and future James Bond villain David Ellison now attempting a hostile takeover of Warner Brothers, trying to bump Netflix out of the picture, and anything is possible then. Ellison even went crying to his pal Donald Trump, who now says that he's going to get involved in the deal. So if Paramount somehow manages to yank the deal out of Netflix's hands, you may be looking forward to NetherRealm Studios' Ice Raid Simulator 2026. So every once in a while you see a trailer for a video game and you think to yourself, I don't know if this is amazing or stupid, but I think I need to play it. That was definitely the case when I saw the first footage of Baby Steps, a new game from Bennett Foddy of Getting Over It fame and some of the folks behind Ape Out. And after spending some time with the game, I think the answer is both. Baby Steps is amazingly stupid and oftentimes stupidly amazing. So you play as Nate, a loser in his 30s who spends every day on a couch in his parents' basement smoking weed and playing video games. And apologies if that hits a little close to home for some of you. One day while he is passed out and his parents are upstairs yelling about how lazy he is, he gets teleported. I think maybe like sucked into the television, but he ends up in some weird world all alone, barefoot in his onesie pajamas. And from there, he decides to stand up and just start walking. Now, where is he going? Who knows? What is he looking for? No clue. He's just gonna go and see where the world takes him. This game is a walking simulator in the truest sense of the word. Your objective and the gameplay hook of the game is just to walk, which sounds simple, but is much harder than you might think. So each trigger on the controller lifts one of Nate's legs. So to walk, you need to pull the left trigger to lift his left leg, and then push forward on the analog stick to move it forward, release the trigger to plant your foot, and the same with the right leg, back and forth, back and forth. It sounds fairly simple, but it's much trickier in execution. In the beginning of the game, you'll probably struggle to even take two or three steps without falling flat on your face. Eventually, though, you know, you'll find something of a rhythm, and you'll start to make it four, five, six steps in a row without falling, and you'll start to get used to it and figure out kind of how it all fits together, and you'll start to feel confident in your stride until the world starts throwing obstacles in your way, which at first, you know, it's maybe something simple like stepping over a log that is in your path, or walking over some, you know, uneven rocks. But the game gets downright diabolical with some of the later challenges that it presents you with, like climbing a set of brick stairs only as wide as your foot, or using small stepping stones to cross a muddy hill. And one misstep and Nate will go sliding face first through the mud all the way down to the bottom. And while it is definitely frustrating sometimes for a moment when you take a big fall like that and you lose some progress, they manage to take the sting away because, A, it's just really damn funny to watch him tumble down a hill or off of a ledge. And B, they design the levels in such a smart way that oftentimes when you screw up and fall, you'll find yourself in an area that you haven't seen before, which might show you some other path to take, or an Easter egg that you wouldn't have found otherwise. And that kind of open design for the world really adds a dimension of exploration to the game, which I dig. They could have easily just set you on a linear path and had you work your way through a checklist of challenges, but instead, by letting you free roam and discover your own route, it feels more exciting when you stumble onto something. And it makes the game different for everybody who plays. My daughter and I have been playing it kind of simultaneously, and by comparing notes, we realize that there are entire areas, cutscenes, and characters that one or the other of us missed in our playthrough. And speaking of characters, brings me to one of my favorite things about the game. While I think the mechanics and the exploration are great, it's great to try and figure out, you know, it's like a puzzle figuring out how to walk through some of these areas. It's the ridiculous sense of humor and oddball characters that had me laughing my ass off every time I played. Nate is a complete boob. He is an awkward, dopey klutz who half the time you feel sorry for, and then the other half you want to smack him upside the back of his head. And if you ask my daughter, his best feature is his ridiculously meaty booty. Like, for real, this baby's got back. And the way this thing jiggles as he's tumbling down a hill, you just can't help but stare and be amazed. And if you're Sam, laugh hysterically at it. You'll also meet Jim, a guide who repeatedly offers to help Nate out, but is constantly rejected. There's a hiker named Mike and a half man, half donkey, guy who wears a dress shirt and Unfortunately for anyone else who was in the room while I was playing, nothing else. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Every cutscene and interaction between the characters is absurd and oftentimes stupidly funny. I read in an interview recently that the developers heavily improvised the dialogue in the game and even kept in many of the takes where they screwed up their lines, which explains why the conversations get so weird. Baby Steps it's a fun game that offers you difficult challenges, but it never feels like it's punishing you too harshly if you fail. I never wanted to rage quit, you know. I was always willing to jump back up and go again. And it's great to just pick up for 15, 20 minutes at the end of the night. And its oddball sense of humor will, I think, appeal to fans of, like, Napoleon Dynamite or Flight of the Conchords. It's really been a long time since I've laughed at a game as much as I did here. A lot of video games that fall into that category of holiday game, you know, Dead Rising 4, for example, takes place in a shopping mall over the holidays, and Batman Arkham Origins is also very Christmas themed. But for me, a game that always makes me think of this time of year, and I always come back to play it around November and December, is Fortnite. I think a big reason that happens is here in Minnesota, it gets downright Arctic outside in the winter, like it is this week. And so the family, you know, we're usually looking for things to do together from the comfort of our own living room without having to go outside anywhere. Well, a brand new chapter just started, so we've been playing actually quite a bit of it this last week or so. Or to be more accurate, the reason we got back into the game is because my daughter discovered that the very rare Arcane skins were back in the shop. They hadn't been available for something like 2 or 3 years. So she absolutely had to download the Jinx skin. And it's been lots of fun jumping back in. You know, for a game that's been around for like, 7 or 8 years, they've really done a brilliant job of, you know, hitting reset often enough that for people like me who only hop in like once a year, you know, we don't feel completely lost with layers and layers of complicated systems to try and remember. Everyone gets that fresh start every so often. And also, I gotta say, you know, okay, even though the price hike sucks, there's no real defending it. It is nice that you get the Battle Pass and 1,000 V-Bucks each month with your Game Pass subscription. It doesn't justify that increase, but it's better than nothing. So this month's season is very California-vibed with movie backlots and the Hollywood Hills. You even get Marty McFly in the Battle Pass, which is just silly and fun, and I think they're even adding Kim Kardashian. So you know, Fortnite is it's the modern day version of me as a kid just dumping out a bucket of action figures and having He-Man fight Captain Power, and I think that's kind of rad, especially around the holidays. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch new episodes of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can support the show by subscribing and leaving a review. Until next time, have a great week, and remember, don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things.